Essentially, there have been six redistricting cycles since the 1960s, including the 1960s. That's the decade in which redistricting issues really became something that the court was willing to entertain. So, you know, if you count the 60s, the 70s, 80s, 90s, the 2000 and the 2010 cycles, that's six cycles. And in five of those cycles, the Idaho Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court has declared a plan rendered in Idaho as unconstitutional. The only decade in which we escaped unscathed, as it were, was the 1990s.
And sometimes it's more than once that a plan is declared.
Yeah, it's actually, and if you go back and look at the 1980 cycle, there were, I think, three different times the plans were created that were struck down. This happened twice, as I recall, in the 2001-2002 cycle. So this is part of the situation. I mean, this happens quite often. Yesterday, not only was the Idaho plan struck down by the Idaho State Constitution, but the Missouri plan was also struck down. There are actually five states now that have had their plans declared unconstitutional, I think all of them by state courts. There are a number of others still under litigation. You know, this whole thing, it's part of the process.
So basically the court said, one man, one vote, and don't cut counties, cut the fewest counties you can, and that means those plans that have fewer counties are higher on the list.
The plan that cuts the fewest county boundaries wins. I mean, that's the way I read that, and it's pretty much what they said. If there's a plan that cuts eight and a plan that cuts seven, you take the plan that cuts seven. Now, if you look at the plans that have already been submitted that are on the Redistricting Commission website, there are four plans that cut only seven counties. So my guess is that's the first place they're going to look, is those four plans. I believe all four of those plans involve 35 legislative districts. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. Given what amounts to the dicta from the court yesterday about find the plan that cuts the fewest, what happens if somebody submits a plan that only has 30 legislative districts, because all the Constitution says is you must have between 30 and 35 districts? What happens if somebody submits a plan that has 30 districts and only cuts five counties? My reading of what the court said yesterday is that you must accept that plan over a plan that cuts seven counties or six counties, it has 35 districts. If I'm correct in this interpretation, this could create some real chaos in the legislature if they wind up with a plan that only has 30 legislative districts, because what that means is you're going to wind up with a whole lot of incumbents running against one another.
So the commission comes back next week, they sit down, they pick a new plan, and we start to go with that plan. And if I understand the process right, that new plan could be challenged.
Yes. Let's assume they come up with a plan that only cuts seven counties and stays under 10%. But what if it splits up a community of interest like one of the tribes or the Hispanic population? That's challengeable under those criteria. In fact, those are not only challengeable at the state level, they could eventually be challengeable at the federal level. So I don't think we're done with this. That's probably the understatement of the year.